Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Huh. So it's actually quieter down here today than it has been. It's still busier than I would say pre-corona, but yeah, it's nice. And I thought I would share something that obviously, okay, so let me just get to the point. Last night, I have been doing, you know, my dear friend Callie Brown has this program. It's just like a 30-day circle called Commune. And I love working with Kel. She's an incredible coach. And yeah, just like my right-hand girl. I really respect her. I really think she is world-class at what she does. She's a fantastic space holder and listener. And it's one of the few people in life who I feel really seen by, which is important to me. Anyway, I've been doing this commune experience and it's 30 days. I think she will run it again and I highly recommend getting in it if you can. It's just basically a place where you can come and talk about what's going on for you and be witnessed by really cool humans. Kelly does a really amazing, you know, I don't know, she can just really bring together very cool humans and yeah, and hold space very, very well. So last night, you know, yesterday was a good day. I walked on the beach. I had like moments of overwhelm. The house was a mess and it was causing me major anxiety. Mabel had some pretty big moods and that was a bit challenging, but overall, like, I came down the beach and I actually saw some people I knew and said hello at a safe distance and it was a nice day. And then, but what has been hanging around me the last little while is the idea of community and crew or family. You know, not biological family, but the people you choose to have in your life. Your crew, right? Your squad, whatever you want to call it. And I have been feeling the absence of that in my life. Most of my life, actually. There's been periods where I've felt a sense of belonging, but most of the time I felt kind of on the outer, a bit of a lone wolf, not really belonging anywhere. And it's kind of what had me moving up and down the East Coast for 10 years. Really, I was just looking for somewhere I belonged and I could never seem to find it. And a lot of that maybe has been me and the way I show up. I don't know, but there's also this bit where, okay, so when I moved to Nambucca, I kind of did have a crew. Hi! I'm recording a podcast. See ya. Listen to it on Wednesday. You want to say hello?
Hi.
So that was a friend of mine. Hi, Christy. And a client. Random story. And actually, she's part of this story. So when I lived in Melbourne, I had... Oh, that's so funny. So So I used to be part of this, you know, group of friends that I was in because I was dating a guy at the time, and it was all his friends. The guy, for his own reasons, was very controlling. I don't hate him for it, you know, I've forgiven and moved on, but he was quite controlling. And so I lost my friends for a while there. And but I got some really good ones through him. And they were mostly guys. I used to have a lot of guy friends until I realized they were all trying to bang me. Probably not really. You know, like, there's not a lot of really good platonic male-female friendships. Don't happen as often as I thought they did. But it used to be like a gang of guys and me and maybe another girlfriend every now and then, you know, or some of my friends. And it was fun. Anyway, like, I had heaps of fun. We used to go to lots of live music and, you know, raves and have house parties. And it's probably one of the few times that I have felt kind of a sense of belonging, but not really, because they weren't really my friends, you know. And I didn't really belong. I was just kind of a tag along. Anyway, the girl who you just heard, she was the sister of one of those guys. And randomly, she lives in Lennox Head, where I live now. And we stumbled across each other through a Facebook group, a local Facebook group. And she did Frequency, which is like my podcaster's startup mastermind that I ran last year and I'm running again now. Anyway, it's been really great to connect with her. And yesterday while I was walking and I had a chat to her, and I was thinking about how, like, I've missed that. I've missed those friends that have known me forever, and that know both sides of me, right? Because, like, there is this really deep spiritual side to me, and there's also this, like, loud, funny, crass side. And I guess over the last decade, I've favored the deep spiritual side over the, like, I mean, you can tell I've got a sense of humor, hopefully. When you listen to this show, you get a few laughs every now and then. But, like, I feel like the light side of me took a back seat. And I really want to invite her back in because, you know, I guess the reason that I haven't got a lot of really close-knit friends, I don't have a crew, is because I struggle in the superficial. And I don't mean that like in a Barbie kind of sense of the word. I mean that in a, I mean that in like a surface level, niceties. Hey, how you doing? You know, safety, a safe way, safe friendships. And I struggle in that. I'm not great with small talk. I want juiciness. I want meaning. I want purpose in my life. And I struggle with the surface stuff. But I don't know, today. So anyway, last night, all of this was bubbling up. And as the Zoom call started, I had logged into the room 5 minutes earlier just to make sure I was there and I was on time. And, you know, all was good. And it didn't start. And I was like, am I in the right place? And it got, you know, 2 minutes past. I'm a bit of a time Nazi. 2 minutes past, that's okay. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I'm like, what's going on? Am I in the right place? Anyway, all of a sudden, I just land in the Zoom room and everyone is halfway through the opening of the circle and the meditation, and for some reason it hadn't let me in. And I just started to cry. I hit it. But I was feeling really vulnerable. and I was feeling hurt, but not by the situation, because it was nothing to do with the group and it was nothing to do with Kel. It was just where I was at. This exacerbated it, and for good reason, I think, because eventually when it got to my turn to speak, it all just came out how lonely I feel and how, you know, it's hard to be a leader. And I am a leader. I don't say that in a conceited way. I am. I always have been. I've always been someone who has been standing in front of the forest with a machete, chopping down the trees, paving the way for others, right? And I think that a big part of that is because I've never really felt a deep sense of belonging myself. And so I just never want anyone to feel alone. So everything I put out in the world is created with that intention, to help people feel less alone, right? And I create from that because it's what I've most wanted, to belong somewhere, to feel included, to feel seen. And that's partly the projector in human design, right? Like, the projector is here to be recognized, and often we're not. And that can be really painful, really painful, particularly when we realize that someone we really care deeply about doesn't recognize us. It's like projectors are so well versed in rejection, I would say more so than other types. Maybe it's just a different type of rejection, but we can often feel invisible. Oh, better turn around. The dog wants to go back. We can often feel invisible, right? And I think all types feel invisible, but for the projector, we are overlooked and we aren't heard unless you recognize us. So it can be an incredibly frustrating type to be. And also, I feel like, you know, as a projector, I do see people. I see who they are. I see their potential. I see exactly the truth of who they are. And that can be confronting for people. It can be really uncomfortable. And I guess the other piece around that is, like, because I know, I have a pretty fucking good bullshit detector, because I know somebody, I can also tell when they're trying to hide from me. And I feel like I bring my all to people. And when I feel someone hiding, it hurts. And when I feel someone pulling away from me because they know I see the truth, that really hurts. So I guess that's like a, you know, a bunch of reasons why maybe I don't have a crew, because I'm not the light-hearted, fun chick who gets shit-faced anymore, you know? Like, there is a depth to me, and there is, and I often feel like I'm a bit too much for people. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just awkward in small talk. Open up a really juicy conversation that has a certain level of exposure in it, and I will talk your ear off and we will have the most incredible conversation. But if we're just going to talk about the weather and the kids, you're not going to enjoy me very much, because it's going to be awkward. So yeah, anyway, I've been thinking lately about that, how, you know, when I was talking in this circle last night, I was talking about how lonely it feels for me a lot of the time, and how I don't have a group of a posse You know, it's just kind of me. And okay, I have friends, but like, I don't have a crew. And I don't have people just drop in and say hey. And maybe that's because I am, you know, I'm not the kind of person who maybe invites that due to the depth of me. I don't know. Anyway, and by the way, I just want to say there's no judgment on the surface level stuff. Like, I wish I could do that. I'm not saying I'm so deep and everyone's so shallow. You know, that's not what I'm saying here. I'm just saying, like, it feels harder. It feels really unnatural for me to just shoot the shit on a surface level. Anyway, so, you know, I was talking about how lonely it felt and how, you know, I just often feel like I'm there with the machete cutting everything down and paving the way, and I'm on my own. And the response to that was overwhelming. You know, I feel like many of us feel like that. We feel alone in a crowd. If you're listening to this, you're probably one of us freaks, right? You're probably a freak like me. And I don't know, like, I think we all assume everyone's out there having a great time and they've got their crew and all that shit, and they don't necessarily. So if you don't, you're not alone. And what really came out of that call was, like, you know, I just have to remind myself that, yeah, I'm there and I'm chopping down the trees and I feel like I'm alone, but actually I just can't see the others because they're also in the thick of it. You know, they're also there bravely paving the way for others. And so it's kind of like that thing where, you know, you go outside and you look at the stars and you know that, I don't know, like that romantic thing where it's like you're looking at the stars and someone who you love that's thousands of kilometers away is also looking at the same stars. It's kind of like that, the reminder that we're not alone. And last night I didn't feel alone. And today I didn't feel alone because I'm not alone. I'm never alone. Right now, there's always a shadow, a six-year-old shadow, but she's actually pretty fun. So, you know, it's all good. But, like, you know, that feeling of loneliness isn't there today. I feel held. I feel seen. And just coming down here and running into Christy, I've been thinking, you know, what spurred some of this was one of my clients sent a video, and it was a classic. It's like a couple of good old Aussie bogans out in their backyard, and they go to the fence and they unhook a couple of locks, and the fence folds down and their neighbors are on the other side with a couple of beers, and they're social distancing on a Friday night, social distancing drinks, right? Well, I don't have that, and I don't really drink that much. But it doesn't mean that I wouldn't still like to connect with people. And I would still like to have that, you know? I'd still like to have that kind of connection, that level of comfort with someone where we could just pop in and, you know? And I know that's not possible right now. I'm not saying right now, but, like, I would like to have that. And I spoke to a client today, and I just had such a fucking great call. We did, like, some human design stuff, and she's just someone that I adore and I feel really comfortable with. So there's a lot of joke cracking, but also a lot of depth to what we do. And so she just reminded me, and same with my friend who I just ran onto the beach before. Like, just reminded me that we can have that, you know? We can have both. And today was just a really solid reminder of that. You know, we can have both, and we probably already do. It's just that we're not seeing it for what it is. Mine doesn't look the way I thought it was going to look. It doesn't look like you know, someone just rocking up for a cuppa. And to be honest, it couldn't really look like that, because often I'm working or I'm doing things and life doesn't really invite that kind of drop in these days. Yeah, but life, it isn't really conducive to that these days. Well, my life isn't. You know, often I'll be in a client session and or producing for doing a client coaching session, or I'll be producing for a client, and a drop in doesn't really work, right? But what I do have is a pretty fucking cool crew. We're just far apart, and that they're not in the neighborhood. So I just have to remind myself of that and look for the connection where it is in my life and be grateful for that. And I guess this is just a reminder to anyone who feels alone and lonely and maybe misunderstood and like you don't have a crew. Well, you always belong here. I will always see you. If you allow yourself to be seen, reach out, you know? Connect with me on Instagram. It's where I make, I just meet the coolest humans. So, you know, message me. Say, hey, I listened to your episode and I feel the same way. Let's connect. You don't have to be paving the way all separately. Maybe we could do it together, alongside each other. Anyway, that's it from me today. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.